Dead Serious, Season 2.
I've remained quiet through all of this. I elected not to speak my mind for fear of solidifying feelings I didn't need to have. But here we are, in this place, surrounded by these people. I haven't felt completely comfortable since before we found Harper in June. I've always done better on my own, so with them, I knew it was just social anxiety. Nothing out of the ordinary, but here, since Bullfrog, since the transmission from Ed, it's something else. Perhaps I was wrong to trust Sirius. Perhaps Sirius was wrong to trust Sirius. Things seemed perfectly normal here. The denizens of this makeshift community all mull around in perpetual grace and harmony. I'm sure they're all thankful to no longer be prey. I'm sure to some degree they're all happy. Everyone here is trying to find their way back to some semblance of normal. It's all very new to be acting like regular people again. That's not what is bothering me in the slightest. I don't trust the people in charge here. It seems to me they have everyone fooled, including themselves. Ed and his council met us at the docks when Bullfrog brought us here. Bullfrog himself is a concerning character. His mental facilities may be affected, but there's a darkness behind those eyes and sweet smile. And then at the docks, Ed. Ed scares me. He's an older man, tan, hair slicked back and clothes sharp as a tack. His twisted smile as he greeted us was warm, but masked something sinister. I'm certain I'm the only one who felt it. His charm won everyone over. His council gave no warmth at all. They had their greeting phrases all rehearsed and figured out. They've done this many times, and it's merely a task at this point. But when they saw Sirius, something changed. It's not as it should have been. They gave off fascination, not fear. It seemed they wanted to study him, not run screaming. Any reasonable man would have run screaming for the hills upon the approach of an undead man. Being decidedly unreasonable myself, my fascination was born of occult intrigue. They wouldn't say it, but their feigned concern only masked a kind of reverence I'd never seen. Sirius, though. Sirius doesn't think before he does things. That poor man is too trusting, too kind. He's stuck in a prison of his own making. He warned them that he's out of food almost immediately. He told them everything. He told them how his hunger could take over and how much of a danger he could become. And they listened. They were in awe, not concerned for their citizens as they should have been. But either way, they acted to protect them. Sirius has been placed in a cage for the good of all, until they can decide what to do about him. I demanded to help, but they refused to listen. It's a council matter, they told me. Harper and June agreed that the council should figure things out. I didn't like that one bit. I don't like any of these people in the slightest. But here I am, surrounded by people that I don't like or trust, who are treating the one person I do as some sort of revered prisoner. It's an impossible situation to wrap my thoughts around. And I do not feel okay. I feel like the walls are closing in around me. I feel like these people are all coming for me. I feel like they're all listening to me, like I'm being watched at all times. I feel some sort of thing building up inside of me, and I don't want to feel this way again. I'm scared, I'm angry, I'm a lot of things, but I do not feel okay. This is not okay. But it needs to be. Need to keep it together for him. Need to stay okay for Sirius. It's the only way I can help him. I need to remember the things that Dr. Gabriel taught me. I need to keep it together. I cannot lose control again. Not now. Not while Sirius is in a cage. Too much is at stake here. Far too much. I'm going to meditate for a while and get my head straight. This room that they gave me is all right at best. It's comfortable to a point, but I do miss my tent. No kill counts for now. Peace.
Dead Sirius, Memoirs of an Undead Loser, Season 2, Chapter 9, Antisocial Anarchy, performed by Catherine Duncan. Fuck the system. Which system? Every system. For news and updates, please visit www.deadseriouspod.com. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for even more zombie shenanigans. Come back tomorrow for the season finale, Our Fearless Leader. Spread the word. The Undead Army needs you.